This summer, we've invited writers to talk with each other about what shapes their writing and their writing process, from gardening to basketball. Today, two writers with two very different approaches to getting words on the page. The challenge for Jacqueline Woodson is how to quiet her mind. Her books include The Day You Begin, Brown Girl Dreaming, and Red at the Bone. Jade Chang starts us off reflecting on what it felt like once her first novel, The Wings Versus the World, was published.
It was like the inside of my brain was just a kind of like calm, dark, empty place. And I needed to refill it with things. I needed to input so much before I could actually start writing another book. And yeah, do you feel like that? And when you do, what do you input it with? What do you put there?
I think the process is a little different for me because I'm always inputting, right? I just feel like there's so much stuff in my head, or from like lyrics to bad 70s TV commercials to, you know, bits and pieces about what's happening in the world, to things my kids have said, to parts of books I've read. And it's just all garbled in there and comes out at different points. And I try to, and there are also all the stories I want to tell are in there, and trying to figure out what that story is and raking through all the detritus to get to it is hard. And I think one thing that I started doing during the pandemic was walking. I would walk 4 to 6 miles a day and got into the habit of that and just kind of clearing my head. If I was stuck, not able to write, I would go to some place like Target and just walk around and touch stuff and not buy anything, but just get something really bland into my head, like a red and white bullseye or something. And that got rid of all the other stuff. But finding that story inside all of that, I think we share that. It's like, where is that story when there's either the empty space that's the relief of having finished a book or the garbled space that just has too much stuff to find the story hidden under the couch or something.
Does a piece of art or a piece of music or something like that ever lead directly to something else?
So I have a playlist that it rotates a little bit depending on the era that I'm writing in, but I definitely need music, and I'll definitely be walking through the world and hear a song and think, this is sparking something. This is something I need to go home and investigate. It's such an interesting question. Is that happening for you now?
In a way, even more than an actual work of art, an actual piece of music, it's like a little snap of emotion that that either I feel when I'm taking something in, or that I see depicted in a way that like I hadn't experienced before, you know? So
give me an example.
This is a very weird example, but a couple years ago, I ended up at Disneyland on a 100-degree day, and it was the middle of the week, so there was almost nobody there. So then because of that, I went on my favorite roller coaster, Space Mountain, 3 times in a row, just got on, did it, got off, walked all the way back around, went on again. And by the third time, I felt honestly kind of transcendent. Like it felt like I had been on some long meditation retreat on a mountaintop. Like it just felt like my brain got to be in a whole different space. And I had never thought about the possibility of reaching that feeling in that kind of way. And I think it made me think about when people are reaching for a kind of transcendence that usually comes with meditation, you know, what is it that they're really searching for? And then that is something that really comes into play in this new book that I'm writing. But I don't think I would have thought of it in that way if not for that experience.
So that's wild. I've never been on Space Mountain, so I don't know what that is like, but I can, listening to you talk about it, I can totally imagine how that can be a transformative experience. Everything from the heat to Disneyland without its people to this ride that you just let yourself go on and let go on. It's so amazing. I've never thought of that. Maybe I should try the cyclone.
Good. Because I do think people are always, I mean, part of making art is always looking for a way to let go, right? Like you've taken so much and then you just want to let go. Mm-hmm. And how do you find that?
And the fact that fear is the thing that stops so many people, you know, and there's such a letting go of fear to even do something like get on that roller coaster, which is what keeps me from getting on it. And I think a lot about fear because I think I go out into the world and I see it when people talk about writing. I mean, I think as writers, we have to have a certain kind of fearlessness, for lack of a better word. Yeah. I mean, like the way you see the world is constantly telling people the way you see the world is not the right way. The way you see the world is not true.
Yeah.
And you know, or your ideas that you have no relevance to anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, historically, of course, for us as people of color, we've been told that, and that's been represented in our literature or the lack of our literature in the world.
Like for you, how did you kind of come into your fearlessness?
Audacity. You know, it was kind of, I think for me, it was people saying you can't. And I don't like when, I don't like to hear no. I don't like to hear people say you can't. And I think growing up in a family where I was told often how amazing I was, and then to go out into the world and see myself in it and think, wait, what's broken out there and how can I fix it so that I'm there? But I did also have the foundational literature, right? I did have James Baldwin. I did have Audre Lorde. I did have Rosa Guy. I did have Toni Morrison. I did have Langston Hughes. And I did have all these people kind of telling me something different from what the world was trying to show me. I know that helped.
Yeah, that's so important. And, you know, I also am very lucky to have a family that always told me I was amazing. I think as I get older, I realize that that's not the most common thing in the world. I think one of the things that I truly loved the most about being on book tour and talking to people is talking to people who said that reading the book made them feel seen in some way and, you know, made them feel like the lives that they had led were on the page. And I think just the kind of real gift of them telling me that felt like such a gift, you know, and is so, you know, what else do we have but like a small connection between people? That's kind of it.
Jade Chang wrote The Wings Versus the World, speaking with Jacqueline Woodson. Her most recent book is The World Belonged to Us.